Now, from verses here 5 through 8, we have this question of servants. Now, will you listen to this? Bond servants are slaves. Be obedient to your masters, your lords, according to the flesh. They're just your master down here. With fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as to Christ. Not with eye service, that is, don't watch the clock, as men pleases, don't butter up the boss, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the soul, with good will doing service, as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatsoever good each one shall have done, this shall he receive from the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Now, in order that I might not be misunderstood, I'm going to move on to verse 9, because you have the other side of the coin. And ye masters, do the same things toward them, giving up your threatening, knowing that both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no respect of persons with him. Now, this is for Christian workers and for Christian owners of the factory. This is for capital and labor when it's Christian. And when you have that, and I say it very kindly, you won't need a labor boss to come around to make the capitalist do what he ought to do. The interesting thing is, and I know of several businesses today run by Christians. I mean, the owners are dedicated Christians, have chapel service and on their own time, and they pay their workers for it. Several like that. And they're prosperous concerns. God has blessed them. And they don't need a union. One of the employees of that place said, if we were under union, we wouldn't be making what we're making right now. So that we're talking now about Christians, Christian workers and Christian owners of the factory. That's important. And two sides of the coin. In other words, we're just getting right down to the nitty-gritty. This is where you work, friends. And the relationship should be different among Christians. How wonderful it is. Now, even here in our radio office that we have, we don't pay as much to girls and men that work here in our office as they can earn on the outside. I'm sure they could go outside, get a job. In fact, we had one girl that got a job. I imagine she made a great deal more than she made. She's back with us. She'd rather have the less salary and work where it's a Christian atmosphere. May I say to you, this gets right down where you live today. If you're a owner, the best way you can reveal your Christianity is the way that you conduct yourself with those working for you. And if you're a worker, the best way that you can reveal your Christianity is to those that you're working for.